Brothers Podcast. Today we're here with Ash, Robert, Austin, and Gabe, and we're comparing and contrasting World War One and World War Two. We're going to be talking about the main topics of World War One. So to start it off, Ash, what were the goals for World War One? What was the main point of the war?
Alright, so the main point of World War One, it was fought between the Allied powers and the Central powers. So the Allied countries that fought against other countries were like Britain, France, Russia, Italy, and the United States. And they fought against the Central powers, which were against Germany, Austria, Ottoman Empire, and Bulgaria.
Now, Robert, how long was the war and how long did it last? Like, can you give us a little bit of information about
the war? Lasted for about 4 years. It was from 1914 to 1918. It started after assassination of Archduke, who was a member of the Imperial Habsburg dynasty.
All right, Robert. Now, Gabe, can you tell me a little bit about the results after the World War One ended?
Well, the treaty organized by the victorious Allied powers after the First World War, placing harsh sanctions on Germany and its allies. The Germans, Russians, and Habsburg empires had disappeared. Even the communist revolution had taken place, striking fear all across Europe.
All right, now Ash, what weapons were used in World War One? Because I know a lot of weapons were brought in for it, and I just want to know what you think about it.
Well, one of the weapons that was like a really important weapon was a mortar, I believe that's what it's called. It was like a rocket launcher, but it had like a bay system, so you would place it down and there was like a trigger button. You press a trigger and it would launch the rocket like really far to hit the enemy's base or whatsoever.
Another weapon was a Lee Enfield, which was a bolt action magazine repairing rifle that served as the main firearm used by the military for World War One.
Another weapon that I thought was really interesting was the Mannlicher M1895. The Mannlicher M1895 was a bolt action rifle designed by Ferdinand Ritter von Mannlicher that used a refined version of his revolutionary straight pull action bolt, much like the Mannlicher M1890 carbine. Back here with the second part of the podcast. Just got done talking about World War One, so we're going to get into it, start talking about World War Two. Here with Robert, Ash, Gabe, and me, myself, Austin. And the first question is going to be, Ash, when did World War II start?
Well, the World War II started from 1939 to 1945, and it lasted for about 10 years. That's a very long time.
What Ash said was kind of true. You know, World War II, you know, that was kind of a long time, 10 years. That's more than World War I by twice as long. That's kind of impressive, 2 extra years. Now, the next question, Gabe, who was all involved in the World War II?
World War II was between the Axis powers and the Allies. Germany, Italy, Japan, Hungary, Romania, Bulgaria were the Axis powers. And the U.S., France, Australia, Belgium, Brazil, Canada, China, Denmark, Greece, Netherlands, New Zealand, Norway, and South Africa were the Allies.
Now, what Gabe said, all the countries that were involved, that's a lot more than what happened in World War One. If we're comparing and contrasting that. And I think another great question that would be added is, Robert, what started World War II? What was the main cause of it?
I recently found out that World War II was caused by the German aggression due to the Treaty of Versailles.
Now, what I found out about World War II was it began in Europe when Hitler's Nazi Germans attacked Poland. The countries that fought against Germany and the Axis powers in Europe were called the Allied powers. The main Allied powers in Europe were Great Britain, the Soviet Union, and France. Later, the United States would help in defeating Hitler. Now that we just got done talking about Hitler and everything, I want to talk about some of the weapons that were used in World War II. Robert, can you tell us about one of the weapons that were used?
One of the weapons that was used in World War II was the carbine 98K. It's a bolt-action rifle that was adapted on 21st June 1935 as the standard service rifle by the Germans. It was one of the first, the final developments in the long line of Mauser military rifles.
That's a great weapon that Robert brought up. Ash, you want to bring up another great weapon?
Yeah. Another weapon was the Thompson submachine gun. It's an American submachine gun invented by John T. Thompson in 1918, which became infamous during the Prohibition era, being a signature weapon of various crime syndicates in the United States.
A weapon that I thought was really interesting was the MP40. It's a submachine gun chambered for the 19mm Parabellum cartridge. It was developed in Nazi Germany and used extensively by the Axis powers during World War II. Can you tell me a little about the results of World War II?
After the end of the war, a conference was held in Potsdam, Germany, to set up a peace treaty. The countries that fought with Hitler lost territory and had to pay reparations to the Allies. Germany and its capital, Berlin, were divided into four parts.
Now that we just got done talking about World War I and World War II, that is me, myself, Austin, Ash, Robert, and Gabe's thoughts on World War I and World War II, the compare and contrast. Thank you for listening, and see you next time.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.